start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM mini.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. Today's Friday, July the 17th of 2020. Thank you for coming back and taking a listen to what we have going on here at Safety FM. I hope all is well in your neck of the woods. Well, over the last few weeks, we've been having the conversation about the five principles of human performance. Well, believe it or not, we are principle number five this week. Well, let's not waste too much time and get that rolling and bowling right away. How you respond to failure matters. Under most circumstances, you have two ways that you can respond. Your choices are either getting better or getting even. You can blame and punish, or you can learn and improve. But unfortunately, you can't do both. You create the feedback system you have. Managers shape how the organization learns by their reaction to failure. Every aspect of improvement is contingent upon leadership's deliberate decision to get better. Events can be avoided through an understanding of reasons mistakes occur and application of lessons learned from past events or errors. So as you take a look at this and we continue to have this discussion about the five principles of human and organizational performance, it's something to think about all the way. So if we take it from the very beginning on how we were talking about this, let's just give the breakdown real quick. People make mistakes. Blame fixes nothing. Learning and improving is vital. Context drives behavior. And how you respond to failure matters. So think about that over the next little bit about the principles of human and organizational performance. Now, as we proceed on, a couple interesting things taking place right away here at Safety FM. Let's start off with the first one. On our next episode, which will be on Tuesday, we are going to have Sydney Decker come on to the show. And he will speak and talk about his career and safety differently. Of course, we do talk about human and organizational performance, just in case if you had any doubts. So please make sure to tune in for that one. Also, on the 29th of July, we'll be having a HOP 101 class. So what is that? It's a human and organizational performance class for people that are learning about HOP. So we're titling it HOP 101. If you're interested in coming to the class, we're doing it as a live virtual session. You can go to safetyfm.io for more information. Also, currently, we're running a contest if you're interested in winning tickets to go to the event. You can go to safetyfm.com/contest to enter there. Three lucky winners will win a ticket to participate at our event. Also, if you'd like to help promote the event, you can go to safetyfm.io and create an affiliate link. What we're doing there is if you help us promote the event and create an affiliate link for every ticket that you sell through your link, we will do a 5% revenue share for every ticket sold. Anyways, always thank you for being the best part of Safety FM, and that is the listener. Safety FM is the home of real safety talk. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
SafetyFM.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So, do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.